Yadohane
vahanane mathanopalepa prinkhyen kanarbharuditokshana marjanado gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyoshrukanthyo dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayana
Yadohane vahanane mathanopalepa prinkhyen kanarbharuditokshana marjanado Agayanti chena anurakta diyosrukanta danya brajastriya urukrama chittayana
Yodohane vahanane matano palepa prenkem kanarba ruditoksana marjanado Gayanti chaina nurakta diyosrukantyo Danya vrajestriya urukrama citta janaha.
Meaning, gopis, Mathura devis are saying, gopis are so fortunate because they are always singing the glories of Krishna and they're so attached to singing that tears are coming, and they're always singing. When they are milking the cows, they're singing Krishna's glories. When they're making the grains, then they're singing his glories. When they're churning butter, when they're smearing cow dung in their houses, swinging in the swings, and caring for their crying babies, and cleaning the houses. All these times, they are praising and singing about Lord Krishna. And because of this, Lord Krishna is carrying the gopis in his heart, and Krishna is residing in the heart of the gopis.
So the Mathura ladies are saying that the gopis are the most fortunate women in the universe because with their minds fully attached to Sri Krishna, and their voices choked with tears, they constantly sing the praises of the Naam Rup Gun Lila of Sri Krishna while doing so many different activities such as smearing cow dung, collecting cow dung for fuel, milking cows, churning butter, threshing grain, caring for babies, swinging, and so many activities.
And churning
butter. Also, it says in the English translation, it says that by their Krishna consciousness, all desirable things are automatically attained by them.
No need
of this, huh? Okay.
All desirable things will be yours.
They never wanted anything. They wanted only the welfare of Krishna.
And churning yogurt, not butter. Butter
will be churned. Yogurt,
then butter will come.
Mathura Ramanis are telling each other, oh, the gopis.
Hey, chua mat sab samay.
Chuchi na to.
Oh, sab samay woi khane hat.
Got a tissue for Guru Rai.
Tissue?
Baso bhalo upare. Upare bhalo baso. Hatalo. Baso. Hat chuba na ukhane.
So Mathura Ramanis, they are telling each other, oh, the gopis, they are the most fortunate. Yeah. Why? Because their minds are 24 hours constantly meditating upon Krishna. Their throats are choked, tears are coming, always remembering while doing all kinds of activities such as milking the cows, threshing the grains, churning butter. Swinging, cleaning the house, the floor with cow dung, their babies are crying, they are looking after their babies. They are getting water to sprinkle for cleaning. so many activities they are performing, always remembering Krishna. So this way Krishna always residing in their hearts, and they are residing in Krishna's heart.
Jhana means?
Jhana means they, the chariot of their minds, they are always...
So who will tell?
The gopis.
No, Gurudev told, I will tell or you will tell them.
Why you left all? He told.
No, he didn't tell.
He did.
No, he
did,
told.
He
did.
Okay. Chitta jhana.
Chitta jhana. Krishna is like, his heart is like chariot, and gopis are on them. Or the heart of gopis are chariot, and Krishna always on.
Riding on them chariot.
You are taking her.
Yado hane vahanane mata no palepa prang
chang.
Oh gosh. Prang ken konava rudito kshana majanado gayanti chaina anurakta.
Diyo
Sri Triyo
Sukanta Braja Striya Uru.
Oh my god. I knew it so good, Gurudev. When I sit here I forget everything.
Danya.
Danya Braja Striya
Uru
Krama Chitta Yanaha.
No translation.
What meaning?
Okay, the Mathura Ramanis are telling about the glories of the gopis, how fortunate they are that they are constantly absorbed in thinking of Krishna, that their voices are always choked up with tears, and that they're while doing their household activities like milking the cows, husking the grains, churning the
yogurt
into butter, and to clean their houses, cleaning their houses, making cow dung paddies for making fuel, smearing the houses with cow dung, swinging on the swings, taking care of the crying babies, and sprinkling, cleaning their houses. So in this way, they're always... In this way, they're always carrying Krishna in the chariot of their heart, and at the same time, Krishna's heart, chariot, Krishna's heart is always taking the gopis in his chariot, his heart.
Vrindavan, purport.
Govinda.
The purport is...
Why?
Mathura Ramani.
Recording.
Why? For
who? For him.
I'm picking up here.
The Mathura Ramanis, they're
the sound of the oceans.
They're appreciating how the gopis are so absorbed in Krishna at every moment of their day. While they're, even if they're not seeing the Lord, they're always thinking about the Lord as they're doing their activities constantly. The Lord is in their hearts, and because they're always thinking about the Lord. The Lord is always thinking about them.
Govinda Damo Dharamada Veti.
Govinda
Damo Dharamada Veti. Govinda Damo Dharamada Veti.
Gopis are
doing
all activities, reciting Govinda Damo Dharamada Veti.
I told Guru, I tell this, then we will talk.
Next day. Ātah brajāt brajata sāyam sa gopya Ātah brajāt brajata avisatas ca sāyam Gobhir samam kaṇyato asya nisamya venam
Nirgam
avala pati bhunya punna sasmit mukho sadaya avalokita chute. Nirgam maturnam avala pati bhuri punna sasmit mukho sadaya avalokita. Tomorrow. check up if anything has come. Has